And there has been a phenomenon of sorts around his office, a building that is actually owned by your advertising agency, Mr. Rifkin. And first of all, we thank you for joining us tonight on a program, a topic that probably in a million years you didn't think you'd be involved in, huh?
It's very unusual, Phil, to be in the business that I'm in and to have something like this happen. But I owe a lot of it to Bill Lerner, Adam Rice. These are both graphic artists that work for our advertising agency. It really started out as simply nothing more than a practical joke. But
now, your business has not been. You mentioned to me that your business hasn't been good.
Our business has been off. Yeah, we do an awful lot of unusual advertising pitches for a lot of different clients. We are a little bit ahead of the curve, and sometimes you can, if you're an advertiser, you're a client, you can, if you have the vision to see what it is we're trying to do. So we have a very specialized clientele, but I will tell you that we had business that was off for a long time.
So these two men, Mr. Lerner, Mr. Rice, created something out of a glass block in the side of your building?
What it was is we have glass block lights that enters our building from the west side. Glass block is exactly what it sounds like. It is block made of glass, so it's opaque. It allows light in, but you can't really see through it. Adam and Bill took a piece of glass block, were able to saw and inserted it some texturing and some coloring. And then a Las Vegas newspaper caught wind of what happened. We were on Good Morning America. It's been quite a ride. And
basically what they did is they inserted what looks like the image of Jesus?
What it was, we have, as I said, the glass block. So the materials they inserted, when the morning light hits the glass block, you can make out in a very vague way the face of Jesus, and they put the block back in. And so this is back on the 28th of May, Phil.
All right.
And on Sunday morning, I got a call from Adam. He was in a parking lot of another business across the street, Bud Nuts Donut Shop, in fact. He had binoculars. And he was telling me that there was a crowd of about 75 to 100, primarily Mexican people. And they believed that this was an image of Jesus that was sent from God.
All right, now this was back on the 28th?
That was right. And what happened is we have had anywhere from 75 to 100 people or more every Sunday since then.
Well, now, why on Sundays? Because...
Well, that's because we removed the block. We put it back in on Sunday. And it's been quite a ride for us because we have, as I said, been interviewed on Good Morning America. The local media picked it up. Some national media picked it up. We've gotten some interest from clients. It's been quite a ride. And we've also been able to... get donations from the people that are there because we felt that if they were getting some benefit from this, from Adam and Bill's idea, then they should, give us a donation. Some people don't want to do that, and we certainly understand, but we do have to sometimes, we move them out of there. But the point is, I think, is that it was just a spark of inspiration.
All right, but... The bottom line is, this is not really Jesus. This is something, as you even said, it was like a practical joke that these guys were starting. And these people that are coming, you see, they're primarily Mexican? What do you mean by that?
Well, in the area here in Las Vegas, we've got a great many of these immigrants that come here. They do a lot of farming work. They also work in the offices. They work as cleaning people. And most of these people that came on Sunday were cleaning people, some of them working in our building. And they are, my understanding, they're Catholics, and they believe in this sort of thing. So it was really kind of funny to see them all think that it was Jesus.
And but here's the point is, are you not taking advantage of these people?
Well, I don't know what you mean. In what way?
Well, this is not really an image of God. It's not really something that is divinely inspired. It's something that you guys put in the glass block.
Well, I'm not being Catholic. I don't understand what goes into this. I don't know that it makes any difference. They really believe it's Jesus. And Good Morning America had us on. The Today Show had us on. I mean, these are some pretty legitimate shows that were talking with us and complimenting us on how good we done it. And And I don't think at any time anybody said that we're manipulating anything.
But do you see what I'm saying?
No, I really... Well, I mean...
These are people, simple Mexican people. I say simple Mexican people, but they're peasant people, and they believe in these images. And you guys have put this in the glass...
Well, Bill told me at the time, because, like I said, business was off, and we didn't really have a whole lot to do, he's sitting there running a rubber band through his fingers. He said to me, do you want to have a couple of laughs? And I said, sure. And that's when they came up with this idea. But I did not think at the time that we were actually going to make the news with this.
All right, I don't think you understand what I'm saying. I'm going to give our number at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Now, we all know about the images of Jesus that are seen in all manner of places and all manner of things, from cheese sandwiches. Who knows what's real? Who knows what isn't? And
well, that's just it, Phil. And everybody who sees those thinks it's real, you know, and they get a religious feeling out of it.
But... You're coming on and you're saying we did this on purpose.
We did do it on purpose. But you're saying I'm trying to manipulate people. I'm not trying to do anything to people. We did it as a gag, and it turns out that some of your local Mexicans started to ride over to see it. And they think it's really Jesus. So...
And so you guys go through the crowd and get donations?
No, we don't. We did what we did is we hired a young lady. She is from the local community college. She's Bill's girlfriend, and we have her go through the crowd. She wears a rosary and hangs it around her neck, and she collects money. Now, here's the thing, because I think you feel that what we're doing is wrong. And
well, I think what you're doing... I don't want to say, but it sounds like you're playing on the superstitions of people.
Well, but you got to understand something about these people and the Catholic religion. It's very spooky in a lot of ways. They got a lot of mystical things that goes on. So you're going to find a lot of these Catholics will believe in something, even if you say to them it's fake. Even if you say to them... you know, that I did it, I made it all up. They're benefiting from this, even though it's not Jesus.
In other words, they're getting spiritual sustenance from this, even if it's a fake image.
That's correct, yes, sir. And like I said, we've been on Good Morning America. We were on the Fox morning show the other day. We was on the Today Show. We was on the Midday with Linda Vester on Fox. We was on a lot of different shows. And people are just thrilled, and they're having a good time with it. And
well, okay, at the expense of some of the Mexican people who think it's for real, huh?
Well, you know, I don't see myself as...
All right, but I...
Well, I just don't see myself... These are immigrants, and they're going to believe it regardless. What this has done for our business is it's put us in the public light. People have heard of our business, and now they're going out... And
you're not Catholic, right?
No, sir, I'm not.
And neither is Mr. Lerner or Mr. Rice?
No.
All right, so if it was offensive to Catholics?
I don't believe that it is offensive to Catholics.
Has any Catholic said to you they find it offensive?
Let me just say this to you, Mr. Henry. We did the Larry King show 2 nights ago, and Mr. King did not ask me any questions like this.
Well,
I mean, the guy is an experienced interviewer, and he wasn't trying to pin me to the wall like I'm some kind of a bad guy. You know, we're talking about a handful of Mexicans that think it's real, and Larry King didn't ask me any questions like that.
I'm sorry. They're just coming from a place in me where it's an instinct that I have to ask you these questions. Let me take a phone call here for Brad Rifkin, 1-800-449-8686. Nancy, go ahead.
You know, I think you ought to be arrested. You're defrauding some individuals that do not have a whole lot of money. You're making fun of them. You're using their beliefs to make mockery of them. I think you should be arrested, and
well,
I think you should be put out.
In order to be arrested for defrauding people, you've got to prove that there is a product that can be delivered. I'm not defrauding them because you're assuming...
You're taking donations from people that don't have money to eat.
Yeah, but they're giving it to me willingly. I'm not taking it
from them. Yeah, because they believe something
right.
that you are making a mockery of them.
No,
well, you know what?
You
what
can't really prove that Jesus actually does appear or doesn't appear. So how do you know that what I'm doing isn't what always happens with these Jesus things?
Well,
what do you mean?
I don't know how you were raised, but I certainly hope I know that what goes around comes around.
Well,
and
ma'am,
I know that
you
will end up paying dearly for this. Because
well,
this is dead.
It sounds
wrong.
To me like you're jealous of the fact that we've got a business idea.
No, I'm totally not jealous. I would never make fun of anybody.
I'm not making fun of them.
Something as, yes, you
no,
are.
No, I'm not. No.
You're calling them just Mexicans.
No.
Well, you
oh,
know what?
Well,
they're a whole lot better than you, and you can't even hold a candle to them.
Ma'am, you don't even know me, and you can't make those comments. I didn't say anything bad about Mexicans. I said that they're Mexicans and they believe in it. They believe in Jesus appearing in a wall or something. So what's wrong with me being able to provide that for them?
Taking advantage of them, taking donations.
How's it taking advantage of them?
I hope that you're doing giving the donations to a good cause.
How are you going to prove that Jesus really does appear? You can't.
Are
so therefore,
taking their donations and using them for yourself?
We are offsetting some of our business expenses, yes.
Oh, wow. That's really good. So now you're making mockery of people, and you're using it to profit yourself.
Well ma'am,
okay.
I'm glad that
because
you believe that you're God, but I'm not God, and you think you're God,
yeah,
that's fine.
You are so far from God that
no,
you're
ma'am,
not going to believe
right,
what the justice
but you're
is.
Not God either, and I hope
I'm
you know that.
I'm not God, and I don't profess
well, you're making
God,
all of these statements. You're making all these statements like
wrong.
You're God. And you're
no,
not God.
I just know what's wrong, and I know what's
well,
right wrong,
you,
and I'm sorry that your parents did not.
If you know what's wrong, then you know that
right
what we're doing is not wrong, if you know what's
yes,
wrong.
Yes, it is absolutely wrong.
No, it's not wrong, because they believe that it's really Jesus,
so
and
you,
if they really
you,
believe it's Jesus, then why are you going to
so
come in and rain on their parade? So in other words, they believe it's Jesus, and then you come along and you mess it up for them.
You think that's right?
I'm not making fun of them.
If somebody made fun of you and profited from it, you
I'm
think
not
that's
making fun of them.
Right.
I'm not making fun of them at
yes,
all.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Just
I'm giving
your
them.
Of how you call
I'm
them
giving
just
them what
Mexicans.
They want.
They're you acted like they were lesser than you, but you know
well,
what? You
if you're
handled them.
If you're Mexican, then you're taking it personally. I didn't say anything about
I
them
I am
being
not Mexican,
them.
But let me tell you
well,
something.
Well, you just said
you
that like you're
wrong.
Glad you're not. You just said that like you're glad you're not
no,
Mexican.
No, I did not say
yes,
I
did.
Was glad I was not. I said
well,
I am
you
not
said
Mexican.
It in a, well, you
no,
said
sir,
it in a way.
I said I am not Mexican
yeah.
by birth.
But what I'm
but
saying
you
is...
you can't even hold a candle to how good they are.
When I asked you if you're a Mexican,
you
were really quick to say, no, I'm not a Mexican, like you would be ashamed of being a Mexican.
I am not ashamed of being a Mexican, sir.
So are you Mexican or not?
No, I am not Mexican, but
well,
that has nothing to do with this.
It sounds to me like you are glad you're not a Mexican.
You think it's okay to make fun of just Mexicans.
I don't make fun
saying.
Of them. I give them something that they want, which is to see, you know, Jesus in a wall or whatever they see it in. And what's wrong with making them happy? And
well, the
you're not
jump
making
here.
Them happy.
Hold on, I'm
going to
jump in here. The
religion.
Lady is saying that these individuals, these Mexican people or what have you, believe that Jesus does appear. And
yeah, but that's so he appeared.
But that's not Jesus. That's something you guys manipulated in a glass block.
What
well,
difference
okay.
does it make? If they believe that it's Jesus,
Ridley.
If they believe it's Jesus, then it's Jesus. And they're not ashamed to say they're Mexicans, and I'm not ashamed to say they're Mexicans, but this lady here is ashamed of the fact that they're Mexicans.
Said, no, you're turning
yeah.
it around,
no,
sir.
You keep bringing up the fact they're Mexican, and I
no,
think it's because
you
you're jealous that I've got
stuff by saying they were just Mexicans.
I got a good relationship with the Mexicans. Do you?
Well, I certainly hope
do you know
that
any Mexicans?
Find out what you're doing, because your relationship
well, ma'am,
will definitely change.
Other than the people that cut your grass, do you know any Mexicans? Yeah.
Yes, sir, I do.
Well,
I have some very close friends of mine that are, and I will let them know.
The people that clean your house?
All right,
yes,
that's
sir.
Not necessary.
Well, I doubt very seriously. If,
all right.
Well, no, this is, I understand where it's coming from. This guy has no morals at all.
Well, you're not
and,
God, so you can't say that.
Okay, he's going to answer to a better power.
Well,
so.
Okay, God, thank you. You know, it's a sin to think you're God, and you're dishing out all the judgment here like you're you know,
no,
you know,
I'm just
Jesus,
calling a spade
Jesus
Christ, and saying
Jesus
that you're
H. Christ.
Wrong.
All right, look
You're
at Nancy, thanks.
Wrong, sir. Thank you, sir.
That wasn't necessary.
I'm sorry. I had, I get some Starbucks coffee or something.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This guy doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. He's created, along with two other employees at an ad agency that they run in Las Vegas, Nevada, what looks like the image of Jesus in some glass block that has attracted the attention of some local Hispanic immigrants who believe that it is Jesus. They're out there on Sunday mornings collecting donations from them. It's gotten them a great deal of national publicity. And Mr. Rifkin feels that that what they did, far from being wrong, is incredibly unique. 1-800, although he's not Catholic and neither is employees, so 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Two of your graphic artists put into a piece of glass block, the glass block which comprises a part of your building, what looks like the image of Christ, and it attracted a fairly sizable crowd of people since May, every Sunday. You guys take the block out during the week and put it back in?
Right. What it is in the where the Mexicans are, they say, yeah, every Sunday. I don't know what they say to each other, but they say every Sunday, you know, let's go. And so they see it. And
now, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Amanda Peary is the girlfriend of Mr. Lerner, Bill Lerner?
Yeah.
Was she in, like, some kind of a nun costume, or?
No, she wasn't in a nun costume. I mean, we had her dress up, because I'm a little reluctant now to say what we did, because that last lady that I talked to was way out of line. Way out of...
Well, she thinks you're manipulating innocent people.
Look, I got more respect for Mexicans than she does, because she thinks they're too stupid to know what's going on. See?
And do you think some of these people actually know that that's a fake?
I don't know what they're saying to each other. I just say...
All right, let's get back to this Miss Peary. Is she dressed up as a nun as she goes through the crowd making collecting money?
You know, we don't get a lot in collections. We get maybe, there's 100 people there, and it's a $5 minimum to stay there. So, you know, you're going to get...
Well, that's $500. And what do you mean a $500 minimum to stay there?
That happens to be our property, so we're not going to have them standing around, you know.
How do you get... Okay, so is she dressed as a nun, sir? I'm just trying to find out how far this goes.
She's dressed up. She's got a rosary. And she's got on one of the headdress. It's like a headdress or something that they wear, yeah. But I never say she's a nun. And nobody ever says she's a nun. We just go, she goes out and collects it. Now, as far as the people there, we don't want people loitering on our property.
Well, you know as well as I do, those people think she's a nun. 1-800.
No, I don't know that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Luz?
Yes?
Go ahead, you're on the air.
I have a question for you, mister.
Yes, ma'am.
You have just said that you have a lot of respect for Mexicans.
Well, I got more respect than that lady who thinks that Mexicans are so dumb they don't
know. Right, I understand that. But you said also, do you know any other Mexican other than the ones that clean your house or cut your lawn?
That's what I said to that lady.
Yes. Do you think that type of comments are correct? Do you think that it's nice to say those type of things? You
know,
one thing is that you're taking money from them.
That lady says her best friends are Mexicans.
No, I'm not, talking about the lady. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the comments that you just made.
Her toilets and stuff, that's all.
How can you stereotype? How can you say that Mexicans clean houses and cut grass?
No.
They don't. Do you know anything about their culture?
They don't. They don't. Well, I know a lot of Mexican folks, and they...
Yeah, and they all cut lawns and clean houses for a living.
No, they don't.
Exactly what you say.
No, they don't.
Do you know any Mexicans other than the ones that clean your house and cut your lawns?
No, hold on. What I said to her was the only Mexican people she's likely to come in contact with are the ones that scrub out of toilets.
What about you? What do you know about the Mexican culture? What
There's
do you
a lot
know about
them that are,
you just say you don't even understand what they talk.
A lot of them
do. You just make them come over there and give you money?
You know, they sweep up, but they're brand new here, so what are they going to do? They're going to start an insurance company or something, like 2 seconds. So a lot of them do a little, I seen one guy, you know, they're out in the farm, they're picking artichokes and stuff.
That doesn't matter.
The building that you occupy in Las Vegas, do you own that building?
We do, yeah.
All right, and in the glass block, you had employees, or they, under their own instinct...
No, they did it as for something to do. And
all right, but they put the image of Jesus there, and there's been a lot of, what you say, immigrant Mexican people who've come around thinking that there's really Jesus there.
I want to say this. What really makes me laugh is some of the people that I'm talking to here on your program tonight, Mr. Andrew, because I have been on Good Morning America, and these people that call me, like the last lady who called me up, thinks she's so smart. Well, Good Morning America, Larry King, the Today Show, and a lot of these shows that we've been on are obviously are smarter than that lady, because she thinks that I'm...
The criticism, sir, has been the same.
No, they think I'm a racist, you know.
Well, the criticism has been the same. It's that you're taking advantage of people by pretending there's an image of Jesus there.
Is there such a thing as a real image of Jesus?
Some people believe there is.
Yeah, but they can't prove it just because they believe it. But here's my point. I had an advertising business, if you'll pardon my language, that was on its ass for 2 years. This has kicked us back into people know who we are now. So, and you're telling me that that's bad. Good Morning America didn't think it was bad. Larry King didn't think it was bad. So...
Well, I don't know, sir. I didn't see those shows. I'm just saying, you know, it's the fact that...
Yeah, I think a lot of these people are Catholics, and Catholics don't understand how their religion is seen by the rest of us as very, exotic. It's very... It frightens a lot of people because there are elements that are reminiscent of tribal or primitive belief systems. And by the way, Joe Scarborough, who's on MSNBC, wants me to come back to do his show.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Jerry. Jerry, go ahead.
Hey, Brett, I just want to know your ethics in this. Why commercialize, you know, Christianity or anything for a material gain? I mean, isn't that un-American?
No, it's not.
I mean, you're preying upon the weak.
No, I'm not.
Do not understand.
No, I'm
you're
not.
You're also putting... hold up. If you're wanting people not to loiter on your property, all it takes is a sign. And you can make
those signs. No, they can come there if they want to see the Jesus face, but we're asking for donations.
For what?
They're coming on my property to see this Jesus face. I have the right to ask for a donation.
But you're charging... Okay.
You know, what you need to do, you ought to get your thoughts together before you call up and try to debate with me, because I could out-debate you on this.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out why
you're all confused, you know. You're all confused.
How am I confused?
Because you don't even know what you're trying to
get a profit from.
You don't even know what it is you're trying to say.
Find people who are not totally fluent in English and take advantage by saying, okay, it's a tourist attraction.
Do you ever go to the movies?
Give me $5 and you can stand on my property.
Let me ask something. Do you ever go to the movies?
Of course.
Okay, so you give your money to the movie theater and they allow you in to watch the movie, correct?
In their building, yes.
Yeah. Aren't they taking advantage of a weaker mind?
Okay, that wasn't necessary.
Well, how is he taking advantage of a weaker mind when it's a commodity event for entertainment?
A shot.
Okay, you're using a religion background, plus you're having nuns, having people dress up as
All right, Jerry, thanks for your call. You're right, he was a little confused.
Jesus, this is like shooting fish in a barrel. When I was on Larry King...
I understand. You were on Larry King. You were on Good Morning America. You were on the Today Show. Joe Scarborough's having you back. You know...
Well, it's just those people asked good questions. You know, the questions was good. And the callers understood that all we're talking about here is putting a picture of Jesus in some glass block, making some people who happen to be, recently arrived Mexicans happy... And we're asking a $5 donation. He's talking about weak minds. He just admitted that he goes to see movies.
How's that make him a weak mind?
I said the movie theater's taking advantage of a weaker mind. But he didn't get it.
Here is Maria. Maria, go ahead.
Hello, this is Maria.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I want to congratulate Brett Rifkin.
My name's Mr. Rifkin, yes, ma'am.
Yes, Mr. Rifkin, you're really an authentic American entrepreneur.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need you to tell me that.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
Okay, you're not being condescending.
No, ma'am. I already know that we did something that has given us, you know, quite a bit of publicity.
Mm-hmm. But you know what you remind me of, though?
Oh, here comes the insult.
Let me tell you, though. I'm just as intelligent as Larry King and, you know, all those others that you have mention?
Well, I didn't say you're not, but Larry King is on
and
TV.
I am Mexican.
He's on TV. Well, so is Geraldo Rivera.
Okay, you're going to let me talk, or you're going to...
Well, so is Geraldo Rivera.
Are you going to let me talk?
Yes, ma'am, but I just said...
Okay, let me talk.
Geraldo Rivera's good,
let
too.
Let me talk.
And he's a Mexican.
No, he's not. He's Puerto Rican.
I think you're wrong about that.
Go ahead, Maria.
He is Puerto Rican. However, if you let me talk, if
Handle
not...
Handle on the Law is going to do a live remote,
if not,
way,
I will hang
and,
up
and
you
they'll pay the $5.
You
go ahead, Maria. Maria, I want you to talk. Go ahead,
okay,
Maria.
Okay, thank you. All right. You remind me of the early Spanish conquistadors. I don't know if you know the history on how the Virgin of Guadalupe happened to appear in Mexico.
Who?
The Virgin of Guadalupe.
Ma'am, the only virgins I ever hear about, well, go ahead.
But do you know how she happened to appear there?
When she went to Guadalupe? I don't know. Did she?
That really shows me how...
What are you talking about? I'm not even Catholic. Am I supposed to know this if I'm not Catholic?
Business, if you're going to do business, you better get your history together.
Ma'am, I'm not a Catholic. Most of this Catholic history...
I'm not Catholic either.
Yeah, but see, this Catholic history might not have happened.
I'm Mexican, and I'm not Catholic.
Right, but the Virgin of Guadalupe might not have happened.
Let me continue to tell you what my point is.
Well, but that might not have happened.
My point is that you remind me of those early conquistadors,
right?
And you remind me of the slave owner. You're not racist. No,
I'm sorry,
think you're an authentic
me.
American entrepreneur.
So
you really, I mean, you know,
you must really hate America.
You got onto something. However, I think that your reasoning is the same as. Well, you know, these Africans are ignorant.
Africans? You don't like Africans?
The Africans are ignorant. I know a lot more than you realize.
So you're racist against Africans.
Oh,
perfect.
Am I?
I knew it.
Is that what you think?
Yes, you are. You just said they're ignorant.
I said
everybody has their prejudices.
You know what, sir?
I may not. I like
Mexicans. You are
Mexican.
A real joke.
Ma'am, I like Mexicans.
Who's paying you to do this?
I like Mexicans.
Who is paying
you,
you
just
to
said,
do this?
You
know what? And I love African Americans.
No, you
my
just said
is African American.
You just said Africans are stupid or something. I heard the comment.
She was trying to make a point.
You hear what you want to hear.
No, ma'am. I've been listening to you.
You know what? I'm not going to waste my time. I thought you were somehow. I thought you had more up there. But I think
more
you're
up where?
Nuts.
I got a lot of it down here.
I think you're crazy.
Yeah.
I am sorry.
You know what's crazy about
me? Know what? You
I know what a whole lot of zeros are on a check. That's how crazy I am.
You don't even know how to listen.
Ma'am,
sir.
I heard everything you said, but you didn't hear what I said.
You are very ignorant.
I think Mexicans are smart.
I am very sorry. You are very. Yeah, they're going to get cut out to you.
In Jesus.
They're going to get cut out.
And Jesus is going to help them.
You are ignorant.
And if I can show them Jesus, how's that bad?
You are ignorant.
You don't like it because you think you've seen Jesus.
Oh, I've never seen Jesus, and you know what?
And they made a monkey out of you because it wasn't really him. It was a freaking cream cheese sandwich or something is what you saw.
Will you stop it?
Forgive me.
1-800-449-8686. We have to break. We'll be right back with Brad Rifkin talking about the image of Jesus that appeared in some glass block on the side of his building, only he put it there, along with Bill Lerner and Adam Rice. And, oh, yeah, the girlfriend, Amanda Peary. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. I'm talking with Brad Rifkin of the Rifkin Ad Agency. We're in our last few minutes about an image of Jesus that has appeared on the side of his building, but not because it is some spiritual or a religious event. Mr. Rifkin put it there, or at least a couple of his employees put it there, and as a result, there have been an awful lot of people who are, I guess you'd say, very religious-minded, who've come to see it. And you, people have been saying to you that you're manipulating them. You really don't feel that you are.
Look, here's my point, if I could make this point, Mr. Hendry. Number one, what does a real image of Jesus look like? We don't know because we can't prove that anybody's ever seen one. Now, that lady who mentioned the Guadalupe situation.
The Virgin of Guadalupe.
Right. Nobody really knows if that happened. That's just someone who says they had a vision. A lot of Catholics believe it, but that doesn't mean it happened. Kind of like, and I don't want to offend anybody's religious, the things, what they believe, but no one knows. So nobody really knows what a real image of Jesus looks like if he were to come down from space. The one that I put, or that Bill and Adam put into the glass block, is as close to a real image of Jesus as you're ever going to get. If the people believe that it is him, then, and they pray to it or whatever they do, you know?
Yeah, but the fact is they believe it's really him and it ain't, you see?
But what? There's a lot of stuff they believe that may not be. See? And then that one lady who called up who said that she was a Mexican but said she hates blacks.
She didn't say that she hated blacks. She said it would be like if I said I don't like Africans.
Well, she didn't say she disliked blacks. She don't like Africans. Meaning, I guess she's okay with African-Americans, but any real African, she'd have a hard time with. Good for you, lady. I hope you never take a trip down there. You know, they just gave some money over there on that G8. They want to give some money down there to Africa, but that lady wouldn't want to do it, even though they're all dying and with flies and everything.
You're kidding, right?
About what?
Never mind. 1-800-449-8686. Lisa, go ahead.
Yes, when you went on these talk shows like Today and Good Morning America,
right?
Did you announce that you put this picture of Jesus on your glass block?
What do you mean?
Good question. Did you tell them that you had actually put the picture in there?
Did I tell who?
Did they ask? Did you tell when you were on these shows?
Who?
Good Morning America, Today, Fox.
On Good Morning America was Charles Gibson. And then the Fox show was Linda Vester.
All right, did you announce that you and your partners put this image of Jesus in this glass block?
I believe so.
You believe so?
Well, what do you mean you believe so?
Well, what is the point of your question?
If you announced it, then if these Mexicans still want to go down there and look at this image of Jesus, then they deserve to be... whatever you're doing to them. But if you didn't announce it...
Yeah, did you say that it was just Jesus?
I don't think it makes any difference whether you say it is or it isn't. I told Mr. Hendry this tonight because he asked some questions before we went on the air. And
well, I wanted to know exactly how this happened. Because
I
happen to know...
Why would you tell Phil tonight and then not tell these talk shows? I'm sure they had to ask you.
I talked to this girlfriend who said she dressed up as a nun.
That we never dressed her up as a nun.
She said she dressed up as a nun with a rosary.
I never dressed her up. She might have gone ahead and done it.
So you went on Good Morning America and all these shows and didn't tell them it was phony baloney.
The fact is that they were way more intelligent than many, not you, lady, but a lot of these people I'm talking to.
Well,
so, you know, here's the thing.
If you announced it
and
they're still showing up, then they deserve what they got coming.
Are you a Mexican?
No.
Okay, but let's say you believe something and it isn't what it is.
I believe in Jesus, but
right,
I don't
but
need
suppose
a,
he
I don't
doesn't
need
exist.
Image to, but, to make me believe.
And believing in Jesus helps you, right?
Well, that's what I believe in. That's
okay, and it helps you. It's good for you, right?
Yes.
Okay, suppose he never lived. Suppose it was all just they made it up. It still helps you. It's still good. So what difference does it make, see?
Well, I know what your logic you're using here, but I still think that it's a canard. It is a manipulation
hey, well,
of people, you know?
Phil, if the people out there want to be dumb, they're dumb.
Well, that's
everyone
a good point.
Gets fooled every single day.
Yeah, but you may be fooled about this whole Jesus racket. See, you don't know that.
I won't. I guess I'll
right.
already be dead, so
all
it
right.
doesn't matter.
Lisa, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Janelle, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Janelle?
Yes.
Go ahead, dear.
Yes. Okay. Okay. My question to, what is his name, Mike?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm speaking to the gentleman that so manipulative of the...
That's me. My name's Mr. Riff. I'm manipulative.
Yes.
What did I do? All
Pardon
I did was...
Well, you're charging poor people to see a picture of Jesus that you made up.
Yes, but listen. I'm saying this, I'm a proud black African-American Christian, and I, to the lady who just spoke with you...
She said she don't like Africans.
Prior to my calling...
Right.
I would like to say to her is, even though we had you made known that was not, that was your own image of Jesus, that would have still been manipulative because of the fact that they... You are enhancing their thoughts towards...
What word is that again? What is it again?
Enhancing their thoughts.
Handsome.
I mean, you are mixed emotion in them because of the fact that they have no knowledge of what you've done.
I have never had answers.